Time for us to check sports with Mike Causey. Let's bring him in. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So Drew Brees had quite a night last night.
Yeah, he torched the Colts.
Man, I'll tell you. Well, he's a definite Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, he won with all the records he holds, and he won a Super Bowl. I mean, he holds just about every major record now.
No, I agree. Yeah. And remember, he was washed up. The Chargers traded him, right? To get that quarterback that they've had. How'd that work out for the Chargers?
Well, you know, and now he's considering his future now. He should. He should retire.
Who, Brees or Rivers?
Rivers.
I thought he retired years ago.
Man, I tell you. Oh, well. So anyway, so we both got a win last night, right?
Yep.
Yay for us. Yoo-hoo. Well, let's see what else. In more good news out of the National Football League, Josh Gordon, Seattle Superhawks, suspended again. For what? Violating the NFL drug policies.
Throw him out.
Yeah. Well, it's an indefinite suspension now.
It should be one violation. Yeah. You violate it one time, you're done. Like we've said time and time again, it's a privilege to play professional sports, not a right.
Well, yeah, just
when you
because
get there, you need to abide by the rules, and if you don't, so long.
Yep, and of course, you may have the athletic talent to play in the NFL, but it's like anything else in the world. Just because you have the skills and the talent, you've got to follow rules of norm.
And so, yeah,
if you want to make the dough, you got to show. So it's just as simple as that. So Cleveland Browns, they missed the playoffs, and now their players are accusing other teammates of not giving their all.
Well, I know one that's not. They call it the dog pound for a reason, don't they?
Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. Well, anyways.
You reap what you sow, man.
So what else is going on in sports? Anything else?
Oh, yeah, we'll stay with the NFL. The NFL, sorry for the missed call in the Raiders game.
Yeah,
that's like a commonplace thing now every week, isn't it?
Yeah, just about.
Is that like a Hallmark card now that the NFL show sends out to owners and coaches? We're sorry.
It's crazy. And what's wrong with it's sorry? So many it's sorries is that it would be like me going into work when I work for somebody else. Or no, an employee coming into me. They left the water running in the kitchen, and the sink got and the kitchen got flooded. I'm sorry. Or then the next time they came in and they left the toaster oven on, the building burned down. I'm sorry. It doesn't do any good after it.
No.
After what happens and the damage is done, I'm sorry is nice.
Well,
but
wasn't replay supposed to change all this?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's worse with replay?
Well, it's worse because the errors that they don't correct stand out even more.
Yep, because it was, the speed of the game makes it hard to referee and we make mistakes, but if we had replay, it would be a lot better. Well, I think it's a lot worse for replay because now you have replay and you're still getting things wrong. So now what's the alternative? What's the excuse now? It was the speed of the game. You needed replay so you can check things out and get it right. Well, now you have replay and you still can't get it right.
Man, pretty amazing.
I mean, it's going to come to a point where you're going to run a play and then the players are going to go sit on a sideline and the referees are going to dissect every play made by every player during that play to see if there's a penalty. Like I said, just another reason why not to watch football.
All right. Anything else now that we can talk about?
The Rangers lost again last night.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, they got beat 5-2 by Nashville, I think it was. Yep, 5-2 to Nashville. So, status quo for the Rangers. They look good, they look bad. They look good, they look bad. So, nothing's changed for the Rangers. The Devils got rid of their best player. They traded Taylor Hall to Arizona. So, the plug's been pulled officially on the Devils season, and it's not even Christmas yet.
Man. So the Phils introduced Zach Wheeler and Didi Gregorius yesterday.
Two good moves. In my opinion, two very good moves. Better than what they did the year before with Mr. Useless. You got a pitcher from the Mets that has tons of potential, came into his own a little bit last year, showed lots of promise, so the Mets get rid of him. And then again, in my opinion, the player that made the Yankees go, they got rid of. So let's see how that works for both teams. See how that works. You know, I said it before about Gregorius. He's a shortstop coming off of Tommy John surgery. He's got a lot of issues. He came back to the season late, never got himself in form to play, had a bad postseason like every other player on the team, but they decided to get rid of him. See how that works. You're going to put a second baseman at shortstop that can't field the ball. So now you got a shortstop that can't field and a catcher that can't catch. How's that going to work? I hope Cole gets about 23 strikeouts a game because you're going to need it.
Just looks strange seeing Didi in the uniform that says Phillies. Phillies.
I hope he wins the MVP.
Yeah, so do I. He's a good guy. Good guy.
I mean, that's a raw deal the Yankees gave him. I mean, they kept Greg Bird around for how many years? How many years they keep Greg Bird around?
Three or four, yeah.
And at the first sign of any kind of a little blip, they get rid of Gregorius, who's been their catalyst? No, sorry. I mean, you could think that Judge is the straw that stirs the drink. It's not Judge. It was Gregorius.
All right.
A lot of big hits he got for the Yankees, and that's a bad, bad move by them.
All right, anything else? Not much, really.
Not kind of slow night last night.
Yeah, and there's no Thursday night football this week.
There isn't?
No, because they got three games during the weekend.
So they had to take a third? They were running out of games on Sunday, so they had to pull Thursday out.
Let me just double check on that.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty sure I'm right on that.
Oh, I believe you.
Well, I could be wrong because I've been wrong before on things. Jeez, their website is very slow. Okay, schedule. I can't believe when this happened.
No, that was last week.
No.
ESPN doesn't even update their weeks.
No, yeah, no. Okay, so from what I see here,
three Saturday games. A Sunday night game and a Monday night game.
Yeah, no Thursday.
No Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow, what are we going to do?
what we normally do, because most of the time we don't watch it anyway. All right, Mike, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
But there's a good game this week. I mean, aren't the Bills close to catching the Patriots?
Yeah.
Are they only like a game behind?
Yeah, they're playing one another this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a big game.
That should be a real big game.
That's a real big game for the Bills. I mean, they had a big one this week with the Steelers, and they beat them. Now, if they beat the Patriots, they have a shot to win the division.
They do.
Which hasn't happened since Woodrow Wilson was president.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. Check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.